Remember the olden times?
The olden times.
Remember the good old days? Remember?
No, I blocked them all out.
Remember?
Thank you for trying to do
a segue?
A segue, but it's too late. It's too early, too early.
Oh.
Abort.
Oh, it's like prom night, except for like the first dance hasn't happened yet, and I'm already two knuckles deep.
Oh.
Welcome to the Dead Zone Podcast. Dead Zone is the sci-fi tabletop miniature skirmish game from Mantic Games. And now, here are your hosts, Rob Harper and Jack Fike. I am your announcer, William Randolph Wintergreen.
Welcome to the 59th episode of Dead Zone the Podcast for early August 2016. In this episode, we have some news and go over all the new reboxed starter and booster packs for Dead Zone. As always, you can go to deadzonegame.podbean.com to see all the pictures, or you can go to youtube.com/c/deadzonethepodcast for the video version of the show. And now on to the episode. Welcome to Dead Zone the Podcast for, what is this, August now already. Summer's flying by. This is episode 59. I'm Rob.
And I'm Jack.
And this is, as we said, Dead Zone the Podcast. In this one, we have some news. We're going to talk about the new starter sets and then, some other things. So it should be a good time.
A good time was had by all.
Hopefully. So we'll get right into the news. And the news is that Ronnie confirmed on Facebook that the new Plague starter / booster sets are not coming out until the new Stage 3s are available. All the other booster and starter sets are available. That's why we're going to talk about them. But not the Plague, because the Plague is getting those new Stage 3s, so they'll be in the new boosters, which is cool. And that won't be until after all the Kickstarter backers get theirs, so October, hopefully.
I don't think anyone can complain about that. They're making better models. They're redesigning it. The first ones, I'm not going to say were sub. They weren't subpar. That's a harsh term, but they're making better ones, and sometimes you just have to wait to get. So I don't think anyone can really complain about that.
Yep, they'll be in the hard plastic, so that'll be cool. And lots of variety. And they also previewed some GCPS painted miniatures, which is cool. And these are really well painted. Usually Mantic stuff's painted, you know, good, but these are really good. I think they're painted superbly. And they're the GCPS troopers. And you can see these ones are painted like actual, I would say even like Colonial Marines from Aliens, kind of that green and camo kind of pattern on their pants and stuff. And they give you all the varieties. You can see all the heads, different heads and stuff. You were excited about the GCPS. How do these guys look to you?
They have a modern military look, a little more grounded. I think they'll be a nice addition to the Dead Zone, to the Mantic universe. But also, if you were just looking for some troopers, for whatever game you play, and you're looking for something different, they have a look like part Colonial Marines, but there's something else
Starship Troopers from the movie. They're
yes, that's it. You hit the nail right on the head. I couldn't place it. As soon as you said it, yes.
It's the helmet. Colors. Yeah, and the helmet is very Starship Troopers.
Yeah. Good. Making it a universal appeal for these figures, it's not that they're trying to, you know, they want you to pick up any one of the line of games that these figures will be in. But also, if you're looking for something else, that they got some appeal.
Yep. I'm sure there's some 40K armies they fit in with. And that's so there's five regular troopers, looks like, with open faces or no helmet. And then there's five with full bodies, kind of suits, almost a lot more technical looking. And they're kind of cool, too. I think, I don't know, I like them both. They maybe use them for two different types of troops in Dead Zone when eventually we get the lists or make our own.
Or just mix and match. Some people have their visors up, some have them down. They're all part of the same squad. Depends on which face you like, which weapons you want to put on there.
Yep. And they also showed off the heavy weapons team, which, once again, there's a guy with binoculars and a big gun. Obviously, this is for Warpath, so I think you could probably use it in Dead Zone, but I would not put them on a single base like that. I'd probably individually base them.
Yeah, yeah.
Because one would be a spotter, and then one would be a loader or whatever, and the other one
would
be...
Loader, spotter, any combination of the two. Yeah, and obviously they're going to be statted for Dead Zone, so...
Well, hopefully.
Well, they have to. But the mechanics of Dead Zone being slightly different, I would not put them on the same base unless at some point they make that a one figure combo deal.
Yeah.
But yeah, I kind of like the weapon again, more realistic, more grounded.
Mm-hmm. And they didn't use the Enforcer, their giant, laser that's on everything. Like the standard, like heavy burst laser or whatever it is. This is a totally new weapon, which is nice.
And even if it's an AP3 or something like that, it something worth tabling, like a anti-strider, something. I can see, especially when they're introducing like the Hornets and the tanks for the Forge Fathers and stuff like that. It would make sense that there's an anti-armor weapon available.
Well, speaking of the Hornet, look at that. That was a segue. They showed off a painted Hornet, and with its true crew compartment underneath, and a nice Gatling gun in the front. And it looks like the VTOL fans move, or at least you can model them to be in different positions. It's a very tank-like plane for the GCPS.
And you know what? It doesn't have the flair of some of the other races, but it has its own, like the nose has a very, I don't know, not skull-like, but
reminds me of a bulldog.
it's got its own look, though.
Yeah.
It might not be as unique or garish, but it's got its own look, and I like it.
Yep, and yeah, the next picture is of the crew compartment open with some troopers for scale, finally showing some scale in this thing. It's pretty big. It's actually bigger than I thought it would be.
I don't know how they're going to ship these things. That it must
be expensive,
or it must come flat packed with about 60 billion pieces, because that's a big model.
Yeah, yeah, it should be interesting. And yeah, we're getting at least one of these. Are we getting a plague one and a regular one? I can't remember.
I can't remember either. We're at the point now where it'll be a pleasant surprise when I either look shocked and appalled at your spending habits. Or I just clap like a Japanese schoolgirl. We'll have to see.
And
little cartoon teardrop by the side of my head on one side, and then on the other side it would be like these little red X's.
Ah, I see. Anime.
That is true. I know that shows I'm an aficionado.
I thought at first you meant the teardrop by your eye. You killed someone. That's I was confused. Yes,
in prison.
Yeah,
that's right.
And they also previewed the Sturmhammer battle tank, and you'll be able to build not one, but four different variants, all of which are shown below. The first one is the four cannon, whatever. It's similar to the vehicle they have now, that little vehicle, but four guns.
The one that's right behind it in the picture?
Yeah, you're right. It is right there in the picture. So this one's a painted up version of that four gun one. And next one down is a two-barreled one, which is very cool looking. Maybe a flamer, maybe even, I don't know.
Yeah, nothing gives it an indication of what it, you know, like a flamethrower, sometimes they'll paint on the scorches or it looks like a modern day flamethrower, but.
Yeah.
Well, actually the third one down kind of might.
Oh yeah, it's got more of a tank on the side. That could be the flamethrower. And look at the big scoop on the front, the big plow. That's really cool too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the plow. That's interesting. It gives the model a bit more front shape. Because as it is now, it's kind of just a wedge. But you put that big plow on the front, it looks really nice.
It's like the Russian T-30 with the... they would affix a big plow on the front. That had the same aesthetic with the points.
There you go. Is that in World War II?
No, it is not. It's a modern day.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Well... when I was being trained, it was modern day. And even then, it was kind of like,
on the way
hey,
out.
Guys. Yeah, a little long in the tooth.
Yeah, so that's cool. And then the last one is the troop carrier version. So no gun on top, but a little gun on the front. It's kind of cool, too. I almost like it better as a troop carrier. Maybe it's the angle. You could see the tracks more and stuff.
And you're a fan of the APC.
I am fans of APCs. It's aliens. Aliens made me a fan of the APC.
Yeah.
Why can't the enforcers have an APC?
All I need is Buckaroo Banzai piling it, and it'll be your favorite thing ever.
It's right up my alley.
Easy.
And last thing is the Halter Half Track. They've shown that one off. No scale, unfortunately. So we're not sure how big it is, but it's cool looking. And they beat it up for this. The front looks like it's rammed through a few walls.
It's got the pitting of the paint all the way up the front wheel of the all the armor that goes up along the side. You can see it. It's they really weathered the hell out of it, which is something that Mantic, their paint schemes have shifted.
Yeah.
And not for better or for worse, but they started pretty bold and garish, but I don't know how to describe it, but they're starting.
It's a little more lived in.
Yes, lived in. The GCPD, you get to see there, they've, GCPD, yes, they're the police department.
Yeah.
Yeah, the GCPS, yeah, the Gotham Police Department, when they're not fighting, the Joker, they're looking like a lived in military, scheme. And now even with the, Forge Fathers, the paint jobs, you're seeing some rust, you're seeing some dirt, you're seeing like the pitted paint, which is a little more closer to what we do for our aesthetic, but.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know if they got new painters or the painters are just changing their style or what, but it's definitely a step up from past things, I think, personally.
Yeah.
And with that, we'll take a break. We'll talk about some Mantic. We'll be back to discuss all those starter and booster packs that are out now. So we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
You have been listening to the Dead Zone Podcast with your hosts, Jack Fike and Rob Harper. The Dead Zone Podcast is dedicated to Dead Zone, the tabletop miniature game by Mantic Games. Visit them at manticgames.com.
Hey, this is Community Pat, and you are listening to Rob and Jack on Dead Zone, the podcast.
Welcome back to the Dead Zone Podcast, the best goddamn podcast about Dead Zone that ever has been or ever will be. What's next for us there, young Harper?
This is going to be a discussion about all the starters / booster packs. We'll talk about what's in them, and then we'll say if we like them or not, if we think it's a useful pack, especially for Dead Zone. How's that sound?
This sounds good to me. We'll describe what's in it, and then we'll give our opinion. Perfect.
Because people have been asking for this. This is one thing we haven't done yet, and we wanted to wait till all the packs are out, but Plague is not coming out until October, so we might as well do everybody but the Plague. We'll do the Plague when they come out.
Yep.
So the starter pack for the Enforcers, we'll start the Enforcers, comes with an Enforcer Captain, and Engineer, two Sentry Guns, a Sniper, Heavy Weapon Enforcer with Missile Launcher, 11 regular Enforcers, 5 Pathfinders, and a Dog Drone. It pretty much is everything but the kitchen sink. I think you get pretty much everything on this thing. And, yeah, it's a lot of enforcers, just regular enforcers. But
yeah, but really, it is the who's who of the enforcers. You've got the Pathfinders, just enough that you can make a, you know, if you like them, you can use them. The sentry guns, you're not a big fan. I've never used them, so.
Yeah,
I don't know, the rocket launcher, not a big fan, but there's enough here that you could really, if you purchase this,
you could build anything. Yeah.
You could play enforcers and not have to touch on the ones you don't fit your style. I don't see anything wrong with it.
Yep, it's a good all rounder. You can't really complain about what's in it. It's a lot of models, but it gives you the option. Like I said, like 11 enforcers. That's a lot of enforcers to need for. It might be just what comes on the sprue. Like, But you'll never, for a regular-sized army, enforcers, you get maybe four, especially regular. Like, you're not going to take that many, so it's kind of strange that way.
The thing is that they have some modeled as the assault enforcers.
Yeah.
So you're not going to play with them anyways. So, like, they're just to be on a shelf or something. So by the time you pair out the assault enforcers, you probably have a playable group.
and then the booster pack comes up. Booster comes with 5 peacekeepers, 2 jet bikes, a medic, which, you know, and 5 enforcer with 5 regular enforcers with multiple weapon options and defender shields upgrades. I wish the defender shields were in the starter set, and then you wouldn't have to put those enforcers in this set at all, because you're just getting more enforcers.
Yeah.
But peacekeepers are awesome. Expensive, but awesome. And they give you enough to make all the different options for those guys. And 2 jet bikes. You need jet bikes in your life. And recently I ran 2 jet bikes, and they worked really well. Medic, I guess for completeness sake, you can get a medic. But it looks like it does have the fusion gun, though, with the one of the enforcers there. It must be part of the weapon options, because that's a weapon that you couldn't get. It was only a part of I think it was a Kickstarter exclusive or something originally.
So that's on the right below the jet bike on the left-hand side beside the rocket launcher?
Yep. Hmm. So that's neat. And, yeah, the medic's right in the middle. I actually use the medic as a sergeant sometimes. He's kind of looks like he's looking at a readout on his arm, but he could also be looking at a map or something. So,
right.
Yeah, it's this one, the booster pack, I wish they just sold a weapon pack with just the shields and the extra weapons so you could use it with your starter pack. Other than the jet bikes, peacekeepers, but you should be able to buy those separately. Once again, you have to buy these packs, so you can't buy any of this stuff separately, which is really annoying. But so if you had to get peacekeepers, you end up with all these extra models that you didn't want. But
as a booster for someone who didn't perhaps say get in on the last Kickstarter infestation, and you don't have the jet bikes, you don't have. I think that this booster's not as useful as the full starter, but.
Well, you could almost, if you didn't want to pay Pathfinders, you could use this as a starter force. You could build an army out of this easy.
Yes.
You could use one of the peacekeepers as your captain, because they look similar.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a cape, but still.
I guess my proclivity towards Pathfinders.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Limits it. But do you need both? I guess if you want to play certain things, you want jet bikes with your Pathfinders, you'd have to, but yeah. You might want to look at what your playstyle is and choose this either a booster as your starter or just the starter pack.
But you're right. Just with what's in this booster, you could play Dead Zone for the rest of your days and have enough models to do it. So.
Yep, for sure. And we'll move on to the Forge Fathers. And the Forge Fathers starter is a lot less variety here. It's 10 Steel Warriors, 6 Forge Guards, 4 Brockers. It doesn't even come with a leader. I guess one of the Forge Guard is he's special. He's got a crest on his helmet. He could be one of your leaders. But no specific leader in this army. And pretty boring. 10 Steel Warriors. You maybe could play 3 in a force for Dead Zone. So it's kind of strange, but yeah.
Yeah.
Once again, I think these are kitted out to be Warpath armies, not so much. But once again, Dead Zone, or for Warpath, you'd want specific 10 Steel Warriors, 10 Steel Guards, you know, or Forge Guards. You don't want a mix, so.
Like the 4 Brockers in a Warpath, where what would their role be?
I assume you'd need more of them, so.
I would too.
Maybe when Warpath comes out, they'll start selling them as, like units, so that'd be better.
Then again, maybe this is the perfect for firefight. Maybe this is more, like could a median.
Yeah, could be. But
you're right.
Yeah. For a starter set, I don't know. I like leaders in starter sets. I find it strange that they don't give you a specific leader. But once again, that one Forge Guard is a leader of sorts. Although they all pretty much look the same. I do like Forge Guard. That's one of my favorite things to put together. They were cool. They're very big compared to normal space dwarfs. But on that, I don't know if there's much more to say about those guys.
No, it doesn't give you much much to work with there. Like, I mean, for conversation's sake.
Yeah. Now, the booster comes with 5 more Steel Warriors. I don't think, like, why do you need 5 more in a booster? I think they're just pumping the numbers up for those guys. But it gives you a Chief Brocker, finally a leader, and 4 Brockers with one with a Magna Rifle, and 3 Brocker Engineers with Inferno Drill and Frag Rams, which is little Inferno Drill little thingies, and 2 Valkyrs, which are the vehicles, which is cool. But yeah, why Steel Warriors? This should just be a Brocker starter set, you know? Take out the Steel Warriors.
But yeah, for my money, if I wanted to play the Forge Fathers, and I was looking to get in, the booster looks like what I would jump in.
Yeah, it's interesting.
It's got the leader. It's got the 5 Steel Warriors, which are nice looking models. The engineers. Now I don't know. I haven't played obviously with the Valkyrs or anything like that, but they're vehicles, and that seems to be the way, you know, as they're coming out, vehicles are becoming more and more entrenched in the game. Yeah, if I was ever jonesing to play Forge Fathers, this would be my starter.
Yeah, they should have taken the Brockers out of the starter set and taken the Steel Warriors out of this set and just made them 2 different starter sets, 1 for Brockers, 1 for regular Forge Fathers. But they're trying to do that whole starter booster. Like, I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm sure they just want to sell it in volume, so they're just trying to get rid of all these guys. But once again, you know, we're fans of the idea of smaller packs, especially for Dead Zone. But, yep. And, yeah, you can't buy the vehicle separately anymore, which is kind of poo-poo. At least Striders are coming out again, which is, people have been clamoring for the Striders.
And they are fantastic. They're a nice model. It's great the way they have a model designs that you have the chassis and you change with some of the bits on the outside. You can make it, you know, A, unique, and B, for your army. I can see why. That the Striders are a hit.
And we'll move on to the Astarions. On the upcoming team building exercise, we're doing Astarions. So listen in on that. And you'll get some insight into our ideas. And this starter set comes with an Overseer, 2 weapon drones, 5 ciphers with rifles, 4 ciphers with charge gloves, and 1 cipher with a fission beamer. And my question is, why didn't they wait for these guys to have marionettes in?
And why is there a Black Talon shown in the picture?
And they didn't mention it. You're right. That is funny.
Because he's not the cipher with the...
No,
he's on the right hand side underneath the drone.
That is funny. You're right. It's not in the list.
It's not ha-ha funny. It's just.
Yeah, I wonder if that's a mistake. They forgot to put his name in the list, or is that a mistake in the picture, which would really piss people off? Another thing they don't show in the picture is for the weapon drones. They don't show the shield generator weapon drone. I don't know if that's once again just something that it does come with it. They just didn't put it in the picture, but.
Yeah, they wouldn't have just, you know, slapped a bunch of little add-ons around the outside, and I think that would be unnecessary. People know that they come with different configurations, but...
I'll say right now, not enough drones, and no marionettes.
Yeah.
That's an issue.
Yeah. Yeah, but knowing that the marionettes are coming... And going, okay, you know what? You could swap out some of those ciphers with marionettes and really change the, you know, really make a diverse starter. But then again, starters are supposed to be the basics before you start tinkering and making it your own. As a starter, I would say this looks a lot like lists that I've made for Astarions. Like this.
Yeah, but then every other starter has come with all the basic troops. This one doesn't come with one of the basic troops, right? And they waited for the plague. Why didn't they just wait for these guys too? I think it just shows that they realize nobody plays Astarions.
I don't know.
It's the hurt army here.
For me, this as a starter works.
It's all right. I just think there should be marionettes in it. That's all. Like instead of 5 ciphers with rifles and 4 with charge gloves, do it like 2 and 2, and then 5 marionettes. But what do I know? And the booster is crazy. It comes with a lot of stuff. If you get 2 more drones, which is good, two Skyraisers, which is crazy. And it comes with two Cyphers with rifles, one Cypher charge glove, one Cypher fission beamer, two Cypher missile launchers, two Cypher primes, which doesn't make sense. Cypher primes are leaders. You only need one. And one Black Talon. It doesn't mention, it says five Khaleesi. Five Khaleesi too. Yep. But why would you get two Cypher primes?
Yeah.
Literally, that's a leader. You cannot run two Cypher primes.
It's not like the Cypher Prime's a specialist, and it's not like the...
Once again, it should be Cypher Prime should be in the first army and take out that Black Talon that's not even listed and put two Black Talons in this army. But
it's just... The starter has the Overseer. The Overseer. So why two Cypher Primes?
It is strange. I'm not sure. It's a quandary, I would say. It's a quandary for the generations.
Unless in Warpath you're splitting up units, you can have multiple leaders.
Each unit has a leader, yep.
So maybe it fits more in with the Warpath, possibly firefight dynamic.
I do like the two-weapon drones, but two Skyraisers? You have to have a lot of troops to get two Skyraisers in your army.
By Dead Zone standards.
Yep, Warpath...
There's not enough troops in there to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because Khaleesi are specialists.
No, Khaleesi's are troops.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, so you could collected all these. But that army would be 300 points. This is probably 300 points about worth of guys. So, it's just, I think you're right. I bet in Warpath, you can have two Skyraisers. It's probably a unit. That's usually how they do it, two to a big unit. And then, you can split them up and have a Cypher Prime leading each unit. So, but these are supposed to be Dead Zone starters, not Warpath starters. That's right on the box, it says Dead Zone. So that's the only issue I have with it.
Yeah. But as for what's in the booster, that looks like some of the armies we discussed in the team building exercise number 2.
Just needs more drones.
Yeah.
Yep. For sure, it's pretty close. Once again, if I was going to choose an army, I'd choose this army. You don't get any Overseer, though, but...
You didn't choose the Overseer anyways.
Spoilers!
We'll take
a break now. Jack ruins everything. We'll be back after this short message.
I'm so ashamed.
It is time for a brief message from our friends at Iron Watch Magazine.
Do you like Mantic Games? Do you want to read about your favorite games in a monthly magazine? Have we got the offer for you? Iron Watch Magazine. Iron Watch brings you the latest news, articles, and short stories taking place in the Mantic universe. Dreadball, Kings of War, Dead Zone, Warpath. You want it? They got it. Ironwatch.wordpress.com. Get it now for the low, low price of free. You can't beat that at twice the price. That's ironwatch.wordpress.com.
Download now.
Hey, this is Jack from the Dead Zone Podcast, and you've been listening to the Dead Zone Podcast.
With Jack from the Dead Zone Podcast.
So much Dead Zone Podcast, it'll make you vomit.
And welcome back. We're going to continue talking about the last three factions here. We're talking about the Veermen. Veermen is 15 hard plastic nightcrawlers, but you can build them as stalkers or a Maligni with the heavy weapons in that same set. So that's a nice variety of things. All of them should be like that, where you could build all of it. It also comes with four hard plastic nightmares with weapon options. Those are the big dudes. And two progenitors. Once again, two leaders. Progenitors are leaders. Why do you need two leaders?
Because they're unlike the Asterians, progenitors have two different kit options.
Yeah, you can kit them out differently. You're right. That's a good point.
And they're two different heads. They're two different bodies. So if they're on a sprue, the two progenitors, and you're like, okay, I want to build the one with the sniper rifle, put this head on it, and I want to build this guy with the wrist thing and the thing, I can see why you'd have both, because depending on which progenitor you want to field.
Yeah, that makes sense. You're right. I'm sorry. My reaction was
Whereas when you have two Cypher Primes that are the same model.
Yeah, and they don't have weapon options. They're pretty much what they are is what they are.
That's different.
They just come with their sword. But yeah, this is, especially with those 15 hard plastics guys, you can build like a ton of different stuff. That's pretty cool.
Well, and I'll go, I haven't looked farther down the list, but from what I've seen, this is the starter that is the starter of all starters.
It's because it's the new one, right? So they had version 2 in mind. They had, it's not just a repackaging of old stuff, or just, you know, this is definitely a new version of Dead Zone, which is the future, I would think, that in the future it'll be more like this, a lot more variety to what you can do with your models.
But right there, you want to play Dead Zone, you have more than enough that starter to make an army, a unique army. You can switch out some things. You can model with your army in mind, but you're also free to tinker. You can play around a little bit. That's a good starter. That is probably the best that we're going to see.
And on that note, the booster is probably the best booster because it comes with 5 Maligni. It's the old school guys that you like. I don't know if these are still the rustic ones. I assume they would be. And a Brood Mother, a Night Terror, the big weapon platform, and the Rumbler, big gun, the vehicle. So that's a great booster. That's like a perfect booster right there. You get the new leader, so you want to try out different leader. You get a weapon, you get the big guy who's pretty much a weapon, and then 4 of the little guys that are unique to the booster. Like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, you're right. As a booster, the other ones are kind of like starter Bs or like starter 1As.
Yeah.
This boosts your starter. This takes, okay, you've got the base army, you want to mix some stuff up. You want to change the nightmares out with something that's like a bit of a weapons platform creature, or that is a nice booster.
Yep, I think this is the way it should be. Once again, the other armies are repackaging old things. This is a new army, so I think that's the difference. They were just like, okay, what do we have? We have a medic, we have this, let's just throw him in that box. But this is definitely a legit, too legit.
Too legit to quit.
And next is our favorite, the Marauders. And this is an interesting group of guys, because it comes with the commando captain. You gotta have him with his cape and his hat.
Yep, standing astride a crate. His foot is elevated, thus he is the leader.
2 metal mobbies, which are the old Kings of War mobbies, not the bombers. So that's cool. You get new type of mobbies. No chainsaw tongues, but still cool.
And no bombs on their backs, but they're still a snazzy model.
But you do get 2 bomber mobbies too, so you still get your chainsaw tongued mobbies.
You could go without them.
Well, it's either one or the other. 8 plastic commandos, so you get the commandos, which is great. Because that's your heart of your army for the Marauders. The Commando Pyro, so you get the Flamethrower. 4 Goblin Snipers. I don't know if you'd ever be running 4 Goblin Snipers, but unfortunately only 1 Prancing Goblin, if the picture's correct. You only get 1 Prancer and 3 Regulars. That doesn't make sense. I think you should get 2 Prancers, 2 Regulars. But
you don't want to overdo the Prancer, though. He's unique. I believe the Prancer, his name is Georgie, and occasionally he can be heard adding some color commentary.
Yep, it's a team building exercise. He's the special guest. That is him. He's a unique character.
Yep.
And you get 2 Ripper suits, and you could build it either as the Rainmaker or the, what's the other one called? I don't even know what the other one's called. Rainmaker is the weapon one. I don't know what the hand to hand one's called.
Yeah. The thing about the Goblin Snipers are, I expected when you said 4, I'm looking, it's the same crouching model for the other 3.
Yeah. They only have 2 models for, they have Prancer or Croucher.
Yeah, but when they added additional ones, I thought that they would like make another.
No, you'd have to have a Kickstarter to make new models, Jack. Come on.
Now, let's not be cynical. We're not negative Nancys here.
I'm not being cynical. That's true. They don't make new models unless they're Kickstarter for the molds. So
okay, because the goblins were so small, and to get them to
you couldn't change them up much. Yeah,
when they're crouched down like that, it was very hard to get like to be able to see. The sniper was not able to see because he was crouched down, but.
Yeah, they're tough to use, those guys.
Oh, well. I just was perusing. I thought, oh, okay. Well, oh, it's just the same one. But
I'm sure you could, if you get a Z legs or something, cut off the bottom of your thing and stand them up.
Oh, I stood up one.
Yeah, you hot watered him?
Actually, his jacket is basically over one leg and down and on the ground. So I had to actually cut away the jacket and do some molding and stuff. And then I was able to stand him up.
Yeah, it's not easy.
No.
And the booster, you get a commando sergeant, which is kind of cool. You get a sergeant. Four more commandos. Metal upgrade commando set with the HMG and assault weapons. This is what they should do for all of them. Sell these upgrade sets separately. But it was a Kickstarter thing where you could buy just the upgrade kit. But now they're adding it in here. The Hulk, which is obviously the best Marauder model ever.
Yeah.
Three more Goblin Snipers. So I don't know why you'd ever need seven Goblin Snipers, but two more plastic Ripper suits and the gun track, the weapon. So it's an interesting one. At least you get variety in this one, other than you get a lot more commandos and a lot more snipers that are useless. But at least you get the new leader, you get some more Ripper suits, and you get the Hulk, which is cool. I almost wish it was two Hulks and only one Ripper suit, because you'd want more than one Hulk, I would think.
I would like them all to look like the Hulk.
Yes, that would be cool,
but as a booster goes, this does it kind of touches on the stuff that's already been in the starter for the most part. I like the additions that are in there, but as a Dead Zone making a strike team, that booster almost serves as what you could make a strike team.
I'm sure it is, because the commando sergeant, four commandos, that's probably your troop and your leader right there.
Yeah.
The Hulk is your specialist, a couple snipers and a couple of Ripper suits and maybe the gun track. Yeah, for sure. That's probably a good army right there.
That might be something that you could shake your dollars at the counter, at the salesman behind the counter, and say, here you go, wafting your bills in front of his face. This is my army now.
Yeah. Like you say, a lot of the old school ones are starter A and starter B, not so much boosters.
Yeah, and I think this is a starter B.
Yeah. And lastly is the Rebs, because they always come last. Is you get a plastic commander, it's the girl with the sniper on the box. You get four humans, as we like to call them, Obi-Wan Kenobis. Four Yindish, two Sorax, two Grogans with different weapon options. Two survey drones, which are totally useless, so really don't need them. And a Terraton, obviously. Yeah, that's a pretty good group. You could build most armies with that one, once again.
It's very similar to the original army
Yeah, that probably is the original army, I think.
That's beat for beat, probably, if you really boiled it down.
Maybe a few extra things. I don't think he got two Sorax. I don't think he got four Yindish, which is nice because you do need more Yindish personally.
Right. Yeah. But what I'm saying, it's got that. It's got the beats of it. It's not the. It's more of it, but it's got that.
Yeah. Same makeup. Yeah.
Yeah. And it worked.
Well, you know, version one, they didn't work, but
I'm talking about the models and the makeup. The stat lines were all terrible, and some of the other stuff. Like it doesn't have all the flair of the latest additions for the Rebs, but it's got the basics. It's really got the good stuff.
Yeah, which brings us to the booster. The only good thing in the booster, I personally think, is the craw. But the booster does have four more humans. Don't need them. Four more Yindish. Probably don't need them. Maybe you could have a few more Yindish.
Do need them. Always, more Yindish is more gooder.
Two more Sorax, which are not good. A Judwan medic, which is useless.
Boo hiss.
The missile team, which is with a girl with a missile launcher in the Saphir loader. Not that useful. Craw warrior, like I said, great. Two Zs. Not enough Zs, I'm sure. And two sword spawns, which is funny because if you listen to Team Builder Exercise 1, we talked about the Rebs. And the sword spawns, it's expensive to make those now. They're not an official thing. It's just you have to kit out a Sorak with some combat knives or ceremonial blades or something.
Yeah. And he's still, his stat line doesn't reflect that he's
He fights on sixes or sevens or something stupid, and yeah.
Yeah, he's not the sword spawn that he was of yesteryear. He's now just, he took the blaster out of his arms / legs, whatever that appendage happens to be. I don't know, they're kind of wonky that way. He grabbed his blaster out of his hands and said, "Here you go, here's a couple swords." And he went, I don't know how
to use these.
I don't know what I'm doing. Come on. So,
especially since how good he was in version 1. That was the best model for Rebs in version 1. So
He was a treat to have.
And they weren't available. You could only get them through the Kickstarter. So now they're available widespread, and they suck. They're useless. So,
but I wouldn't say suck and useless. They do fill a bit of a...
No, I think we said that in the Reb show. I'm pretty sure we all said they suck and they're useless.
Oh, I don't want to be negative.
But it's just the models look great. I love the look of the models. Those are one of my favorites. So it's just unfortunate. I wish they'd bring the sword spawn back. Bring the sword spawn back as a separate entity.
But I, as far as I'm concerned, as a good, like a starter pack, the starter for the Rebs, right there. If you want to play Rebs, you're good right there. You don't
need the booster. Yeah.
You don't even need to look twice at the booster unless you're like, okay, I need Moriandish.
I need a Craw. Yeah. It's if you really want to run a Craw, you're going to pay a lot for him because you're going to get a lot of extra models that you don't need.
Yeah, but you know, it does serve the purpose of adding some more models to what is the starter pack. But for me, that starter, if I was getting in ground floor right now and said, you know what, the Veerman clearly is what I would purchase, but say some sweaty neckbeard picked up the last one off the shelf and ran away, and I was like, okay, well, I still want to play. I would go with the Rebs, that starter, and not look back. I'd be happy with it.
Yeah, you could build some armies with that for sure. And that covers everything. As we said before, the Striders are going to be available, so you can buy them separately at very least. And yes, Mantic, please offer these models separately on your website or something, because I don't want to have to buy a whole army to get a Craw. I don't want to buy a whole army to get, a Hulk for them, for the Marauders. But volume sells, right? So.
Yeah. And for right now, as a fledgling company trying to get into, start not only have support Dead Zone, which is a fledgling game, but also is simultaneously trying to launch two mass combat versions of that fledgling game. I suppose that selling in big packs like this seems to go hand in hand with that business model.
Yeah. And they're looking towards Warpath, obviously.
Well, that's what I meant with two mass combat games.
Oh, mass combat, yeah. I missed the mass combat part. Yeah.
No, I said mask combat, where you wear masks in your underwear and you turn off the lights, and then you and your friend like whip yourselves with whip each other with towels.
And with that, we'll take a break. We'll be right back, and we'll talk about some other stuff.
Oh, I'm ashamed again.
FOG Andrew and the coach here, and we would like to tell you about our YouTube channel, Family of Gamers 777.
Family of Gamers covers the hobby from topics like airbrushing, painting, building, converting, unboxings, interviews, and much, much more.
We go over in-depth tactics and battle reports of games like Dead Zone, Warhammer 40K, X-Wing, Kings of War, and Wild West Exodus.
So go over to Family of Gamers 777 on YouTube and become part of the family.
Welcome back to Coach and Friends, and today I'm joined with Roberto and Jeek.
Now for a segment we call Our Stuff.
And welcome back to the Dead Zone Podcast. And that was our perusal of the starters and boosters that are going to be released for Dead Zone. What's next after that rousing discussion?
I'd like to say Our Stuff. And for our stuff, for mine, I'll go through mine first. Do you have any stuff, Jack?
Not a goddamn thing.
You've done stuff, haven't you?
Then why'd you ask?
I don't know. I always ask.
Oh. Why, thank you. It shows that you care. It's actually kind of touching that you that you want to know what I do in my spare time.
Just with models. I'm not sure I want to know anything else because I'm sure it involves feces.
You would be held criminally responsible. I think it's in court. You could probably be palpable for what had transpired in my crawl space.
That's right. It's a need to know basis only, and I don't want to know.
Exactly.
So what I did was the Khaleesi. I was pretty negative about the Khaleesi originally because they showed a lot of skin. So what I did was I gave them bodysuits. So they look a little more high-tech, a little less Playboy models. And Playgirl models, there's boys there. So
I like to refer to it as cheesecake.
Yes.
It was pretty... Like, already you give them acronistic weapons and, like, that kind of Vallejo 80s poster adornment, and you go, okay, that's cheesecake right there. That's high fantasy nonsense. But you give them some respectable attire, and you get something that looks decent.
Yeah, they're not bad. I did the classic blue-skinned Asterians. I made them all shiny. Except for their heads. I dolled up their heads in hair. And, yeah, I tried to give them, like, something look like latex bodysuits with hard plastic kind of looking armor. Did their weapons bronze because I was like, eh, I do all the weapons gun metal or silver, so give them some bronze weapons. Secret weapon bases. I had to pin the one girl because she's standing on one foot. She literally would have just snapped off in a second. At her ankle, probably, not even at her foot. So I pinned her up into her leg, and there you go. I made a bunch of Khaleesi. I think they turned out okay. And I will use them because they're cool.
Yeah, you've become a fan.
And for you, Jack, you've been doing your making bases. What else have you been doing? Or do you want to talk about making bases?
Yeah, I may or may not have filmed some stuff, and I'm working on a video.
There you go. Something to look forward to.
Only if you're a masochist, if you like to suffer watching something that I terribly produced. I'm terrible.
Oh, I'm sure you're not terrible. But yeah, you like casting your own bases. And have you painted anything? You fixed the Territon, what is his name? The Shock Trooper. You changed him a bit, but you're not ready to reveal him until you paint him up.
Yeah, yeah. And actually, when I was filming the How I Make Bases, he was showcased because I had to make a base for him because I used a hacksaw and I altered his leg a bit and bent it down and I changed the position of his feet and legs. He's one of the metal models, so it took a little longer. Then I needed to make a base specifically for him. And then if I'm going to make a blank, make a base, I might as well turn it into a blank, make a mold out of it, and then I can just start mass producing that same base for any other models that I need to slap onto a base. So,
yep. So if you want bases, contact Jack through all his social media outlets, and he'll make bases for you.
Oh yeah, I'm on I'm on all of them.
If you can find him, he's like the A-team. If you can find him,
yeah. Nice. So that's a timely reference. I'm gonna guess Tyler Schultz went.
What's the A team?
A who?
You may have seen the 2007 movie or whatever it was.
Oh, possibly, but not the Stephen J. Channel.
No, the classic.
The classic.
So there you go. Your stuff. You're working on some things that will be shown in the future.
Yeah, yeah. We've been busy. We've been a couple of busy young men and have not been able to really get to modeling, and maybe soon I'll make a concerted effort to break out the paintbrushes and stuff, especially if we do another Dead Zone monthly. That's when I'm going to be able to just sit down and really get to it.
Yep. It should be coming up, if not already out by the time this comes out. So we'll see what happens.
And now, a review from your hosts at the Dead Zone Podcast.
We'll move on to reviews. I do have a review for a post-apocalyptic dwarf biker Kickstarter. It was a Kickstarter by Ramshackle Games. You can go to their site at ramshacklegames.co.uk. And it was cool because it was like Forge Father bikers, but not like the Valkyrs. More like a biker gang. And I thought that was cool. They're almost like Brocker bikers. And there were so many options. We'll have pictures here. There's all different weapon options that you could choose. And he threw in, the guy who did it, threw in tons of like slightly miscast stuff or things that didn't meet his approval. So he got tons of extras. And there's a bunch of cool stuff. So we got a lot of bikers, a lot of different variety. I'm going to paint them up eventually. Once again, we haven't had a lot of time. But just wanted to talk about it because I like them. And yeah. They are bikers. And they're dwarves.
And I'm perusing the pictures here, and really, like you said, Brocker bikers, and that is exactly what they look like. You could, with very little imagination, add these to Dead Zone, and you know, other than some of them have like rocket launchers and stuff like that, that might not necessarily meet the mechanics of Dead Zone. You could very easily toss a couple of these in your army as a little treat.
Yep, I didn't want to have to buy the booster to get my Valkyrs, so I bought this, although it probably costs more. And yeah, I like them. They're kind of cool. So look for them in the future. I'll let you know when we actually do a battle report with these guys eventually. Or plus, there's some rules out there from our friend Community Pat where these might actually work too, so look for that in the future. And I think that brings us to the end of this episode, Jack.
I think it was a constructive one. I think we did our best to enlighten and spread the word of Mantic and its and the good people at Mantic and their games.
Yep. I hope I wasn't too negative about the starters and boosters. I just I really want them to be separate, but I understand that's their business plan to sell them in groups. So.
Their business model, yeah. But really, there are some constructive criticisms about some of them that we have and that probably some have, but nothing's ever going to be perfect. And
not to mention that for the price of those boosters and starters, for other certain games, you wouldn't get a model, let alone 10 or 20 models you're getting in there. So it's, I'm sure for value for models, it's still amazing. Like you're still, even if you're paying for just a few models in each pack, it's still worth it, you know?
Yeah. Certainly that's one of Mantic's, their price point is really spot on for, you know, they've reached, you know, quality to price that they're riding that line where it's real hard to pass up, where you're hard pressed to go, you know what, they look great and they're pretty cheap, or I can go and buy something else that's far more expensive.
Yeah, for sure. And they are, you know, pick your army for less than $100. You get every single model for your army. So for your faction, that's you can't deny that's a way to go. So
yeah, getting in on the ground floor with if you can get in at that around that price for $100 and have enough models as you could mix and match and play for the rest of your God-given days. It seems like a no-brainer.
Yeah, for sure. Another no-brainer is to go to cafepress.ca/deadzonepodcast and buy yourself a shirt.
And we have a mouse pad.
We have some new designs. We have our team building exercise design, and we have a Georgie shirt, Georgie the Goblin. So if you want either of those, go check them out at Cafe Press there. The link will be in the show notes.
If you ever wanted a shirt you could wear, and then while people are staring uncomfortably at it, you could go, "Hey, what are you looking at? What do I know, you jabroni?"
Once you hear Georgie, you can't stop hearing Georgie.
Yeah, what? I don't care. I'm a grown man. I'm an old, bitter man. But just hearing that kid do that voice, especially live when we're recording, oh my god, I giggle. Oh,
yes,
my black, coal hardened, damp, moist, soggy heart just for a brief moment, the little ray of sunshine.
It is true.
It gets me every time.
And you can also go to Fallen Infantry at falleninfantry.wordpress.com, and you'll see all the unboxings we do. Pretty soon there'll be some new ones, and eventually Warpath. Hopefully that'll be soon also. In yes. 1 month. You have 1 month, Mantic. 1 month. Probably not. It'll probably be the end of September, but still. Hopefully get some unboxings there for that. But I think that wraps everything up, right, Jack?
Yes, it does. I think we can safely say that we've done another fantastic job, and we can look forward to doing the next one.
Yep, and check out team building exercise we do with Coach. And the next one will be about the Astarians, and they are interesting. I think we've broken through. We come to almost an epiphany about the Astarians in that episode, so it's a definite must-watch.
Yes.
And you can either watch it on FamilyGamer777 on YouTube or listen to it on the podcast right here in your local podcatcher or on the website, deadzonegame.podbean.com. And until next time, I've been Rob.
And I'm Jack.
This has been Dead Zone the Podcast. I'll see you
Keep
next time.
Keep reaching for the stars.
Yes.
Oh.
Say it again. I cut you off. Say it again so it's clean.
No, I cut you off.
We cut each other off.
That's
who it be. That's the way it ends.
that's just the level of professionalism we have that we both decide to just
do the stinger. Usually I do the stinger and then you get the final stinger. That was the thing.
Yeah, and I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna break in with my own stinger and it'll be hilarious. And then
no, we suck.
Thank you for listening to the Dead Zone Podcast. I have been your announcer, William Randolph Wintergreen. Visit the website, deadzonegame.podbean.com. Email your hosts at deadzonepodcast@gmail.com. On Twitter, you can follow the show at deadzonepodcast. The Dead Zone Podcast is a production of Vinland Old Time Radio Productions.
Rattle, rattle, rattle.
Wobble, wobble, wobble. Hamburglar, what are you doing in here? Wobble, wobble, wobble.
It's no Tyler.
It's Tyler dressed up like the Hamburglar.
You have been listening to the Dead Zone Podcast. And now, a word from the fine folks at Vinland Old Time Radio.
Jack! Is that you, the ghost of Christmas past?
No, I'm the ghost of podcast future.
I'm intrigued. Do tell me more.
The future of podcasts is Vinland Old Time Radio. I know it sounds oxymoronic, but it's not.
Where can I find this podcast?
Vinland Old Time Radio.podbean.com.
And how many doubloons will that cost me?
It's free, unlike my soul. Bye.
You boy, what day is it today?
It's Canada Day, it seems.
Well, go buy that biggest Christmas goose in the window.
That makes no sense. I'm just taking your money and leaving.
VinlandOldTimeRadio.podbean.com.